2 weeks of Umstead decided to send Alexander to Camp Coquibo for his first vacation away from his home and parents. And tomorrow's the day he leaves. Blondie, Dagwood, and Alexander are just coming home after a day of shopping for the clothes and so forth that he'll need at the camp.
Oh, Dagwood, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too. I'm completely goofed.
Aren't you too, Alexander?
No, I'm sort of wobbly.
Yeah, oh, yeah. What's that?
Well, why do you need some crazy goof on the marshal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Alexander, I didn't realize it would take so long to buy all the things you need for camp.
Oh, Jenny, you and Pop spent most of the time buying things for yourself. Pop got shoes, ties, those loud pajamas, that fancy underwear, and a sock, a new belt, and one of those wolf badges.
Oh, Dad, but you didn't get one of those awful wolf badges.
Yeah, they were sure.
I don't want people to think I'm a square.
And what's the square?
What's the square?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't get around, you're a square.
Going back to what I was talking about before you changed the subject, you did get a lot of stuff, Pop. And, Mom, you got just as much as Pop did. Only yours was with lace.
Well,
I just couldn't resist those cute little aprons. Every time I saw something I needed, he bought me somewhere else looking for two more bargains.
Yeah,
I thought we got everything we needed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did, Alexander. Well, tell me, what else did you want?
Well, a compass, in case I get lost in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And I could use a shotgun.
A shotgun?
For what? I'm sitting in the church and car just in case I get lost and break a leg and can't move.
Now, wait a minute.
You seem very confident that you'll get lost. And I'd like to have one of those rubber boats, you know, in case of a flood.
Yeah. And how about a parachute in case of a tornado?
That's a good idea.
Never mind.
And I ought to have a boat side outfit in case of a flood on the world.
Yeah.
And you'd better take along a clothesline, too.
What for, Mom?
Well, for the camp director to tie you up so you won't wander off and get lost in the woods.
Well, let's just about get... Well, let's forget about that getting lost in the woods, don't
we? Okay, Pop. I won't mention it again. Yeah, I hope they find me.
Look, did we get all the things that were on that mimeograph list?
Huh? The one they sent us from Camp Coquibo?
Yes, sir, I think so.
And tonight I'll have to show name tags on all of Alexander's clothes. You know, son, tonight's your last night at home for a while.
Yeah, that's right, Mom.
Yeah, but we're going to kind of miss you, Alexander.
Yes, we won't miss you, Alexander.
Oh, gee, that's nice of you to feel that way, sir.
Well, won't you miss us?
No, I think so.
But you're not sure, hmm?
Well, I suppose there'll be so much excitement, I'll probably forget all about you.
Yeah, old man. Is that any way to teach your parents?
The least you could do is to be slightly homesick a little bit.
And if you're not going to miss me, I should at least think you'd miss my cooking.
Well, I don't think I'll miss your cooking, Mom. Because I'm sure you'll send me some turkey cookies when you send my laundry back to me.
Oh, yes, of course I will.
And you and Pop will visit me, won't you?
Well, sure, son. We'll probably visit you next Sunday.
Then what are we worrying about? I know I'm not going to be homesick. But if you can't stand to be away from me that long, you can always call me at long distance.
Well, between the two of us, Dad, we have them all passed.
Yeah, looks like he's all over the go, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He skipped out of here right after breakfast.
Oh, he just wanted to say goodbye to Alvin and some of his other friends. Don't worry, there's still 2 hours before the train leaves.
Yeah.
Now, he certainly filled out his duffel bag, didn't he?
Mm.
What did you put in, dear?
Oh, just a few of the barest necessities.
Same here. Just the barest necessities.
Yeah. Certainly a lot of them, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Is that you, Alexander?
Yes, it is, Alvin.
He gets that English from you, Blondie. Did you hear that? It is I stuff?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. Oh, yes, you're right.
Yes, and he gets that from I. I mean, you.
Well, did you get everything, Pop? I'm
sorry I wasn't here to help.
You don't look a bit sorry.
Yes, it's all done, Alexander.
I thought it might be. Thanks a lot.
See, that duffel bag sure is full. I can't even lift it.
Oh, he isn't so heavy, Alexander. I can't even drag it.
See, now I've got a lot of stuff here I want to put in it. My radio, my little controller, and that printing press, and my horseshoes, and baseball bats, and a lot of other stuff.
Oh, is that all?
Alexander, I don't think you have room for those things. Wait, what's in my duffel bag now?
Only the barest necessities. Yeah, just the barest necessities.
Well, let's see now. We'll have to empty it anyhow. It's too heavy. Hey, what's this? Who put this in here?
Oh, I thought you might kind of like that, Alexander. It's your sandwich strip.
Mm.
But, you know, you might want to have a little snack or two in the middle of the night. You can't tell me.
And look. Look, there's a dollar on the dill pickles. Well, I couldn't eat all those, Tom.
So what? I'll be busy eating your pants.
Well, I also put in a few little other sandwich materials. Pickles. Pixies, lamb tongues, a couple of cans of spaghetti, a can of smoked salad, and you've got beans, a jar of chicken oil, and a little peanut butter, and 15 or 20 other things I can't remember now. And...
Yeah. So I see some hard boiled eggs in there.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah.
And here's some books. Oh, goodness gracious, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, what's the matter?
It's over. I just thought tonight I should look them over and get ready for next year.
Oh.
I do, Mom. You should have told me. Phew, this book gave me an awful shock. Phew, being in there was like finding a rattlesnake in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that's the way you'll keep them all summer. Well, could be.
All right,
out they come. Well, I'll get it. Maybe that's Barbara Jean.
Mm.
Barbara Jean? Well, didn't you go over to her house to say goodbye this morning?
Oh, no, that's bad psychology.
I wait for her to come to me.
Hello, folks.
Hello, Mr. Niles.
Hello,
Tim. Hello, Mr. Niles.
Say, Alexander, I've got a present for you to take to camp. And I'll bet none of you can guess what it is. Someone told you, darn it. But then it's practically impossible to keep anything about Super Suds a secret. Everybody seems to know about those loads.
What's all this got to do with me? I'm not going to wash clothes.
Oh, no, but you will be washing dishes. And boy, oh boy, Alexander, oh boy, how you'll welcome those big, harder-working, longer-lasting suds. You'll finish greasy pots and pans faster with punchy Super Suds on the job. Oh, here's a little bag of something I got you to take on your vacation.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot, Mr. Niles. What's in it?
Garlic, in case you get lost in the woods.
Well, I suppose that settles it.
You have to get lost now.
It's your glorious blue mint with that pink ribbon in your hair. Big beautiful brown eyes.
Well, it looks like it, all right.
You better let him in here. No, I'll let her wait for a moment or two. He's doing a lot of good.
Oh, you mean all the life. He's a toy with a woman's affections.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, we're cracked.
Well, I guess by now she's about right. Yeah, Bob, it's you. Well, I had no idea it was you at the door.
Hello, Alexander.
Well, come in.
Thank you very much.
My name's Bobby. I'd like to present a friend of mine. This is Bobby Jean.
How do you do, Mr. Mrs. Bumstead?
Hi, cutie pie.
You know, Pop, look here, Bobby Jean will be voted Miss Gray's school of 1945.
Oh, she will, huh? Oh, boy.
Be careful, Bobby Jean. Men working.
What's that, Mrs. Bumstead?
Now, don't say I didn't warn you.
Mom, please.
All right.
What was on your mind, Bobby Jean?
Oh.
I wanted to say goodbye to you.
Okay, say it.
Well, see you, Alexander.
Oh, yeah. Don't you have something to do in the other room, Karen?
Well, we haven't got anything to do.
Oh, Dad, but of course we have.
Yeah? What is that?
I don't know.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
yes. Oh, sure. Yes, yes. Oh, sure. Yes, yes. Oh,
sure. Yes, yes. Oh, sure. Yes, yes. Oh, sure. Yes, yes.
Oh, sure. Yes, yes. Oh, sure. Yes, yes. Oh, sure. Yes, yes. Oh, sure. Yes, yes. Oh,
sure. Yes, yes. Oh, sure. Yes, yes. Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah, gee, why'd you have to wait until now to tell me you felt like this?
Well, I just started feeling like this.
By the time I come back, you'll probably be interested in some other guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, you will. I've had experience with women before. I know how you women act.
Are you catching the cold?
No. Well, what's the matter now?
You don't believe me? Oh, you'll be ready for so terribly, terribly long.
Oh, it's awful.
Holy smoke, Barbara.
I just want to watch summer camp, not in the army.
You can lie to me.
Will you lie to me?
Well, yeah.
But don't let me any more formal letters. I don't want any letters that start out, dear Mr. Bumstead.
How should I start my letters to you?
I won't be sorry if you call me Miss Alexander.
What are you going to call me?
Well, you write to me and you'll see.
And you want me to write to him, too?
Uh-oh. Are you going to write to him?
Well, I don't know. They have such a temper. Well, I don't know how to make him mad.
What do you want to write to that cornball for? He doesn't write in this letter. He just says hello, wish you were here, and then asks you to tell his mother to send him a lot of things he needs at camp. What a letter.
Well, think he's very cute.
Yeah, he's beautiful but dumb.
I think he's highly intelligent. And I think I'll write to him instead of you.
Hey, Bobby, you're just kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, Mr. Bumstead. I'm very fond of Pinky.
Okay. Go ahead, write to Pinky. But when you get tired of him and want to write to a real he-man, don't bother me with your letters. I'll be writing to someone else.
But Alexander, I wanted to say goodbye to you.
Yeah, goodbye. So long.
Alexander, you can't keep me out here. Oh, please, I'm sorry I said anything about Pinky. I just wanted to make you draw it. Do you forgive me, darling?
Yes. Okay, Barbara, I forgive you. But see if you're right, Julie.
Oh, I will, Alexander. Well, goodbye, Alexander.
Goodbye, Barbara.
Yes. Goodbye.
Aren't you gonna? Well, goodbye.
Here's something to remember me by. Goodbye.
Mm. It kills me. Oh, oh, God! No, I never said goodbye. Oh, my God! Oh, God!
Oh, God! Oh, what happened? I guess I haven't been peeking, huh?
Better sort out that duffel bag and get the right things packed in it again.
Oh, well, I have to go to camp.
I thought you wanted to go to camp more than anything else.
Well, that was 10 minutes ago. Since then, things have changed.
Yeah,
have I got it bad, Mom?
Yeah, the last time you fell in love, the whole family suffered for almost a month.
Well, it's going to be different this time, Terrence. She doesn't know I'm nuts about her. But she did. What a kicking around, I guess. Do I have to go to camp, Mom? I sort of like to stick around and chase Father a little.
Alexander, I'm sure if we didn't send you to camp, you'd be sorry. Besides, Barbara might change her mind about you tomorrow.
Well, Alexander, you can't trust anyone.
That's what Bump said.
Yes, you except your mother.
That's right.
Well, time if I stayed home.
But who knows how it might influence your life?
Yeah.
You may grow up to be a permanent nurse, like Mr. Withers.
Is that bad?
Yeah, well, never mind, young man. You're going to Camp Peebles. You're going to have a good time, too. Now, let's pack that stuff about again.
Well, that's safe for you. This guy was getting a first date with Barbara.